Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey guys, it's me, CTG Aria, founder of CoolTransGirl.com. And today is episode 10 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. How exciting! This feels like a really big milestone right now. Anyways, today's episode is going to be a doll check-in. I don't know how much energy I have as far as talking, and it's kind of hard to talk right now, so I apologize if my voice sounds kind of funny, and I honestly don't want to push it too bad, but just wanted to do a quick check-in with you guys, because in case you're new, I got facial feminization surgery last week, which was super exciting, and the last episode, or the episode before, I was talking about my anxiety and just what I was going through mentally. So I just kind of wanted to talk about my experience getting FFS so far. What I'm on day 8 of recovery. What these last 8 days have been like for me, and just how I'm feeling mentally, emotionally, etc. But before I get into today's content, sorry, it's gonna be hard for me to like pronounce words throughout this episode, so just be patient with me, please. But anyways, yeah, before we get into today's episode, I just want to let you know that I do have a Wednesday wellness newsletter. It is an iconic quote, a weekly mantra, what is the other thing that I do? God, I'm like totally having a brain fart. A journal prompt or something for you to think about, and then some words of affirmation. It's super iconic. Like, usually they're all like themed. So I've had like Princess Diana themed. I've had Paris Hilton themed, Oprah themed. And it takes they take less than a minute to read. So they're really cool. It's a great way to start your Wednesday. I'm gonna try to put one out for tomorrow, but if I don't, that's because I fell asleep, and I'm trying not to push it too hard. But yeah, sign up for my Wednesday wellness newsletter. It is iconic, and they will be going back to their regularly scheduled program shortly, I promise. Yeah, and then also, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, talking about facial feminization surgery, I did get my facial feminization surgery covered by Medicaid in the state of New York, so I didn't have to pay fucking anything out of pocket for my facial feminization surgery whatsoever. And that is, I list literally how I did that, the process from signing up for insurance, getting your letters, doing everything you need to do in order to get facial feminization surgery for free. That is linked on my blog. I'll link it in the comments or in the description below. So let's get into it. I guess, where do I want to start? Let's start with the day of the fucking operation. So I got my FFS done by Dr. James Bradley. And he's based in the Upper East Side, and he has an office in Long Island as well. But I had been, like, I knew he was my surgeon from the get-go. I just, like, loved his work. He just, like, I trusted him, like, immediately, like, he just made eye contact with me with it when we were doing our consultation, and it wasn't like sexual or anything, but it was just like an, I got you, you can trust me, I'm going to take care of you, kind of way. And he really just understood like what my aesthetic goals were. But anyways, so it's the day of my fucking operation. I am the first case of the day, so I have to be at the hospital at 6:15 a.m. to check in. So I went with my best friend Camilla to Lenox Hill, in the Upper East Side, to go get my facial feminization surgery. And it was funny because, you know, I've never had, like, you know, major surgery like that, so there's literally like a bunch of people that are going, because it's New York, like, hello. But it's also just like another day at the hospital. So there's literally like a bunch of people who are going to get surgeries done at the hospital, right? And so you're next to, like, you know, got a guy who's getting a hip replacement or somebody who's getting, like, I don't know, like something else operated on. I can't think of any other surgeries. So you're in this room with like four or five people and they're all getting, you know, these separate surgeries, and then there's these different ORs, and you like go in, you change into scrubs. Like, I felt like I was very much like I not like cattle, I guess, but I was just like, wow, like this is a whole ass job. Like, this is like, good morning. Like, this is a day at the fucking hospital. Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. So anyways, I got into, I guess, my not scrubs, but, you know, nightgown, whatever. I had my best friend there with me, and at first I was just kind of sitting there waiting before I got wheeled into the OR and before my friend got to like talk with me before she left. I was really anxious and just like kind of nervy and kind of scared and just like, you know, a little bit emotional. But I was, you know, the days leading up to that, up to it, I was like really fucking excited, and I was just like, I'm ready. But I just got like some last minute jitters, and then my friend came in and we talked and I felt better. And then Dr. James Bradley, we talked for a little bit before I saw him in the OR, and that also made me feel better. So, you know, the anxiety had gone down. So then I talk with the anesthesiologist. Everybody was like super nice. I get wheeled into the operating room, see all the tools out, see everything. Like, everybody was so fucking nice. Like, I don't know, like, I might get emotional like talking about it. I'm sorry. I literally cry like all the time. I'm such a Pisces. Oh, well. But it was one of the most, like, okay, I'll just explain it. But, like, I get wheeled into the operating room. I see everything, you know, laid out. Everybody was just so kind, so welcoming. Like, the vibes were just fucking great. And it was just really great energy, and I felt, like, no fear at all. And then Dr. James Bradley, before they put me down or put me under for the anesthesia, oh, sorry, this is the part where I might get emotional. He's like, do you want to listen to, like, any music in particular? And I was like, whatever you work the best under. Like, I do not give a fuck. And then he started playing The Cranberries, which, like, is very, like, it. That's, like, one of my earliest, like, core memory songs is, like, he started playing Linger, but the song Dreams came on after. And that song, I always think of, like, just me being, like, a very, like, very early childhood. Like, seriously, like 3, 4, 5, like, my first memories. I hear that song, and I think of, like, my mom and dad just being, like, young and in love. And it just felt, like, so crazy and so surreal to, like, hear that song. And, like, I literally was just, like, oh, my. It was, like, hands down, like, one of the most, like, beautiful, surreal experiences of my entire life. And sorry, oh, it was just amazing. Like, it just felt like, you know, I was like, it had all like led up to that point, and just like, you know, the universe was watching out for me, and it just felt like such a full circle moment. And I just felt like safe and blessed, and like I said, not scared at all. And so the anesthesiologist, she fucking puts me under, and I literally am like, ooh. And then right before I fucking pass out, Dr. James Rad, like, I'm like last minute, like, telling him things. I'm like telling him about, like, what, you know, I want my chin to look like. I'm like, wait a minute, like, I, you know, just kind of like making sure we're on the same page. And I was like, you know, I don't need to keep the dimple in my chin, but if you can, it would be nice, but it's not like not super pronounced or whatever. He was like, yeah, for sure. And then he's like, wait, before you go, he's like, do you want like some, I know you said you didn't want fat added to your cheeks or you didn't care about it. And I didn't think that I needed it. But he was like, how would you feel if I like put some fat in your cheeks? And I was like, well, what do you think? He was like, and the last thing he said to me was, just a little bit. And I said, okay. And then I was knocked the fuck out. Knocked the fuck out. Okay, so that is where that where that chapter ends. The next moments I'm gonna talk about are going to be about waking up after the operation, and just like my first few days of recovery at the hospital. So waking up, I like kind of remember. It feels like kind of like a foggy memory, but I just remember like kind of like flailing my body almost. Like I was just like so fucking confused and just like trying to like sit up, but like I couldn't. And it was weird because it was like I was watching my body from the third person. So I don't even know if I was like, if that was actually happening or not, but I was like watching myself in the third person, like trying to, like sit up or like whatever. And I just remember like the first words out of my mouth were, you know, is Camilla there, my friend? And, you know, how did the operation go? And found out that the operation went amazing and was successful and everything that, you know, needed to be taken care of was taken care of. And my friend wasn't at the hospital yet, but it was fine. I was literally like so fucking drugged up and so loopy. And like, so the initial, I guess, like the initial feeling of waking up is not like pain, but you're like, what the fuck just happened to me? Like, your face is so tight. It's so fucking swollen. Like you're fucked up, bitch. Like, you're fully fucked up. And it wasn't so much, like, painful. Like, honestly, I would rate my pain, like, a fucking, like, the max it would get would be, like, 4 or 5. But it was just so fucking uncomfortable. Because as soon as I woke up, like, you know, once I was, like, conscious of my being, like, my eyes were, like, so fucking swollen. Like, the first 2 days, like, my eyes were, like, pretty much, like, swollen shut. And the first night, honestly, was kind of brutal, like, in the sense of, like, you literally just, like, I just had this huge operation with all, you know, with my face or whatever, a very invasive procedure. And, like, you can't like breathe out of your fucking nose really, and you're like so fucking swollen everywhere, and like it's kind of like, you know, it takes a little bit more effort to breathe, and you know, if you get up, like you're hot, and so that was just kind of like overwhelming, I guess. And yeah, so the first night, literally, I, like, could not find the button to call the nurse because I had to pee. Because also, like, after you get your FFS, like, with the anesthesia or whatever, it's, like, important that you use the restroom and they make sure that everything's working as it normally should. And somebody has to, like, be there to help you because you're so fucked up. And so I couldn't find my button, and I had, like, finally needed to pee in, like, the middle of the night. And I got so overwhelmed. And I started freaking out because I couldn't find the button, and it was just, like, hard. I couldn't see anything. So I just started screaming like bloody murder in the middle of the night, like nurse. And it's like, I can't even like talk, right? So I just sound like I'm like a fucking crackhead, like screaming in the middle of the night. And, you know, the lady comes back and she's like, hey, like, you don't need to do that. I'm here. I was like, I couldn't find the button. And she's like, it's literally right here, ho. Like, I was, like, sitting on it or something, but, yeah, And so while you're, I didn't want the lights out and I didn't want the door closed. Like, that freaked me out. Like, I wanted the lights on and the door open because, I don't know, it felt scary to, like, be alone in the dark after, you know, having that, you know, it felt spooky. And God, where was I going with this? Oh, and so because it was kind of like hard to breathe, like I started to get, there were points where I was getting like fucking anxiety, and then the anxiety just makes it worse, and you're like, oh my God, I can't breathe, oh my God, I can't breathe, and you start, you know, like freaking out and like calling a nurse and asking for like pain medication or whatever. And like, I just, you know, I would have to like literally like calm myself down and be like, you're fine, you can fucking breathe, like, don't fucking worry, this is the worst fucking part of it right now, like, you are going through the absolute worst fucking part of it, you know, it's gonna be a couple days before you fucking know it, and it's gonna be done, and it's gonna be over, and so I had to, like, calm myself down, and convince myself that I could, and literally tell myself, like, you can breathe, like, you are good, you can breathe, and just, like, take deep breaths as often as I could. Yeah, so that was the first night, and then, like, when I started to feel any type of pain, I immediately asked for oxy. Like, even if my pain was only like a 4 or a 5, I would be like, it's an 8, because they will not give you oxy unless you say that your pain is at an 8 through a 10. And yeah, I just wasn't fucking with it. Like, I was like, I don't want to feel fucking anything. And so I had gotten a lot of like oxytens while I was there. And it, you know, it doesn't really feel like you're on fucking oxy. It's like you're fucked the fuck. You're fucked the fuck up. Like, you feel like not normal, I guess, but it's not like fun. Anyways, so where are we? So second day happened, like, definitely the swelling was still bad. Because I had stayed, yes, the swelling was still bad. I pretty much just stayed in a fucking chair in absolute fucking silence in the room, like, could not even see out of my eyes, just like fucked up on oxy. They brought me food, the first night, and I had, like, the first, like, day and a half, like, I did, like, not want to eat, like, anything. I had, like, no appetite. Like, I was, like, I don't want to fucking drink broth right now. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I was just fucked up on oxy. And then my friends came to visit me, and, she had put me on to, like, some Harry Potter, like, audiobooks, so listening to audiobooks also, like, really helped me throughout this process. I've been listening to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which I know J.K. Rowling is, like, transphobic, but honestly, I don't really care. She ate with Harry Potter, like, and it's sad that J.K. Rowling is transphobic, because I did a fucking, like, book report on her in, like, 8th grade, fucking bitch, but anyways, yeah, she still ate with Harry Potter. I'm not gonna give that up. Sorry about it. Yeah, so second day, after the second night, the swelling went down a lot. Like, I could actually see, I could open my eyes. So the first night was terrible, second night was a little bit better, third night, like, exponentially better as far as, like, being able to see again. And the plastic surgery team came in, and it's funny because the plastic surgery team came in, like, they were fucking, like, I don't know, they were just all, like, coming in here, like, super, coming into my hospital room, just, like, super fucking serious, like, walking in, like, mean girls, like, they were all just, like, super pretty, and, like, put together, and they were, like, we're taking off your bandage, and then they took off my fucking bandage. I literally said, oh, fuck, like, because the release of the fucking pressure from that bandage felt fucking amazing. And then they threw a fucking jaw bra at me, two job Ross had me, and they were like, don't take this off. And then they were like, here's this little breezy tube. yeah, and that was pretty much it. And then they just were like, only drink liquids for the next week, and then you'll see Dr. Bradley a week from now. And then they just like peace the fuck out, and I was like, okay, cool, work. Yeah, so then I got discharged after spending two nights at the hospital, came home, kind of just like took it really fucking easy, like day three, day four, day five, and like literally just like kind of chilled out, played Mario Kart. Like the swelling was still very intense, so I had to ice a lot, and then like it, like the pain has, was never like, the pain is, and the swelling is the worst, like at night when you're trying to sleep. Like that's something that I've still been struggling with, honestly, is getting like decent sleep, especially now since I'm not, I ran out of Oxy. And girl, they really did something with OxyContin, let me tell you. Like, Big Pharma is evil for that drug, because it is, it just like, you take it and you're like, oh my God, like everything is gonna be just fine. yeah, so fucking finished my Oxy. I've been having a hard time sleeping. So when I have a hard time sleeping now, I'm just like, I'll just sleep when I sleep. Like my sleep schedule is kind of like all over the place, like at the moment, just because you have to sleep at a 45 degree angle. Like you need to be like upright. So that's like annoying as fuck, because if you're not upright, like it makes your swelling like so much fucking worse. Like you just feel like so swollen and so achy. And also like I would wake up consistently when I needed to take the medication, aka like my painkillers, aka when the pain medication literally wore off. So a lot of the times I like, at least the last like few days, I've been sleeping from anywhere from like, you know, 1.5 hours to like 4 or 5 hours at a time, and just like sleeping because I'm just like fucking exhausted, because it's quite uncomfortable to sleep. But all of that being said, it's not the end of the world. It has been manageable, and it did not hurt as much as I thought it would. Where are we? So yesterday I had my 1 week post-op appointment with Dr. James Bradley. They had scheduled me for the Long Island office. I thought I was scheduled for Manhattan, so that was fucking annoying. I had to take like a fucking $100 Uber all the way out to fucking Long Island. But when I got there, they took the stent off, which was like fucking amazing. Oh my God, the fact that they took, like, y'all, like my nose is so fucking snatched right now. I literally cannot wait to show you. And they also like took the tape around my forehead, because I had a hairline readjustment, so I could finally wash my fucking hair. And so yesterday I finally like washed my hair for the first time, which was like fucking amazing, just to be able to like have like clean hair again. Pro tip, because I know people have said that they get really mad, like their hair got really matted through with FFS, and I was like trying to stay on top of, I was like scared of losing my K-tips, because I had to get my weft extensions taken out, because those would have got matted as fuck. I'm so happy I got those taken out, but I kept my K-tips in, and I was scared that they were gonna all get so matted, and they were all gonna get break off, because this one girl I know, Vanessa, shout out Vanessa, she said that she had a lot of, like, hair breakage, but I had just made sure that every day, multiple times a day, even after the surgery, that I was brushing my fucking hair from the root, you know, besides as much as I could with getting close to the hairline. And just making sure that everything is, like, fucking detangled, because, yeah, you don't want hair breakage, especially if you have hair extensions. Like, you pay good money for your hair, you know? Yeah, so I talked about, sorry, I'm, like, this episode is pretty casual, and I'm trying to talk as well as I can. Where are we? We talked about the first 2 days. Over the last few days, the swelling has gone down little by little every day. And then when it swells up, obviously, like, I would just, like, ice my face and just, like, chill out. But walking around and being in an upright position is, like, really what is the best thing throughout the healing process. And after yesterday, after getting the stent taken off, I graduated to a new job bra, which is tighter, which I'm not wearing right now, but I need to wear after, as soon as I wrap up this episode. Yes. Symphony of the City. So I have a job bra right now that I need to wear for another week. And then after a week, so 2 weeks total of wearing a job bra 24/7, I will be wearing it just at night, which is, like, amazing. As far as my diet, liquid diet for, like, the first, like, week, like, hands down. So literally I pretty much just, like, ate, like, soup and yogurt and applesauce and protein shakes. And there's this one that my friend got for me called Soylent, which is literally, like, it is a meal replacement, and it actually helped me so much. Like, if I did not have those, like, I would have been, like, starving. Like, they actually, like, kept me, like, satiated when I was, like, trying to be on a liquid diet. Because honestly, like, even though you can eat, like, soup, it's not like you really want to, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really want to be, I at least am, like, I don't, like, it's hard to fucking eat soup. Like, you feel like a fucking baby, and it was hard to drink the Soylent even, and to, like, keep it in my mouth most of the time. But yeah, so Soylent was amazing. I'm gonna plug that. I'm also gonna eventually, like, within the next week, literally within the next week, do, like, an FFS, like, everything that you need before you get FFS, just, like, a list of things to buy to have around if you are getting that procedure. Also, some other tips, avoid acidic foods, avoid coffee. You should not be drinking coffee after your facial feminization surgery. Like, I had a little bit of coffee yesterday, and as soon as it touched, like, my throat, I, like, just knew that it wasn't right. It felt like burning. I was like, I should not be drinking coffee right now. So for the time being, I've just been drinking matcha, which has been amazing. Yeah, so we're 8 days post-op. The swelling has gone down. The nose looks snatched as fuck. I will keep you guys in the loop. Yeah, sign up for the Wednesday Wellness newsletter. You may or may not get one tomorrow. You'll definitely get one the week after that, though, and every week after that, because I am going to be so disciplined with it. But yeah, I think that's all for today's episode. Thank you, everyone, who reached out to me. And who congratulated me and who just wanted to, you know, make sure I was okay. Ultimately, I'm hoping that you guys are just able to get some value out of hearing about my experience getting facial feminization surgery. And if you have any questions about it, please hit me up on Instagram. I'm always here for you as a sister. Yeah, and until next time, see you next Tuesday.